the speed of light.
That topic is a very powerful one. But we can't just exhaust it. But by the grace of God, let's see how far we go this year. Are you getting me now? So what we are considering now under that particular topic, under that particular theme, as we have been considering it, is the power of focus. Is still in the topic, moving at the speed of light. Wow. Is the power of what? Focus. Light is effective when focus is engaged. And a focused man is a dangerous man. No one can stop him easily. A focused man is an unlimited man. Even if his focus is in the wrong area, he's so focused in the wrong thing, he will continue to generate wrong results over and over again. Up till now, Nigerian government have been trying to fight Boko Haram, and up till today, they are still waxing stronger and stronger in strength, because they have one thing, focus, and they are ready to die for what they believe. In fact, if they are not ready to die for it, they would have half of business. Those times that the troop, Nigerian army, do you understand? Visited them over and over, over and over. They will kill some of them. They are still up again to wreak havoc. So as they operate, they have challenges. But after those things, they are still up again to do one thing. One thing, not two. One thing to make sure nobody dies in this country. They went after them over and over again. Over and over again, still standing. This is what we stand for. Kill us. We'll come up again. I heard that now they now have new leader. Because their leader was killed. Is it Shekau they call it? He was killed. They elected another leader. Anywhere bishop persists, there will always be people to nurture that environment or what you do. They are visionary. Even though what you see them do is wrong, they are still standing. Why? Because they are ready to die for it. They are not just afraid of challenges. They are not afraid of death. Don't get me. The reason why you check out of what you are doing, it's because you have little challenge in it. You quickly want to do another thing. There's another challenge. You want to run again. You want to do another thing. Another challenge. You run again. You want to do another thing. And in fact, most of those challenges are not even after your life. They are not threatening your existence. They are only trying to shake your conviction. But now, you are running from one place to another because of those challenges. Challenges that just appear to shake your conviction, not to shake you out of life. So they were unstoppable, and they have been unstoppable till now because they have a vision and they are ready to die for what they believe. Now, if they are not ready, how can somebody commit suicide bombing? Like, you don't get engaged suicide bombing. To put bomb inside yourself and go to where people are and you blow with it and you just to kill everybody there. How can you blow yourself to blow people? You don't get what I'm saying. How do you think the whole army of Nigeria will stand against a set of people call themselves Boko Haram and not conquer them for years? Do you think it's sheep? No! It's the power of focus. A focused man is unbendable. A focused man cannot be shaked out of business anyhow. They have one thing they are living for, and they are ready to die for it. God is focused. He created you so that you can have dominion. The devil came and challenged that. And because you don't know your
your vision or you don't stand for the vision. See, devil only have one assignment and he's still after it today. He kills, and he steals, he kills, and he destroys. He's still doing it up to today. Father said, what are you doing? Where have you been? He said, I am walking to and fro the earth. He's still walking to and fro for just the fulfillment of that. So God is focused. So he created man in his image to have dominion. One thing. And when you're talking about having dominion, there must be a domain. So he created us to have dominion in his domain, which is here. So the devil came. The first thing the devil did was not to kill man. He did one thing first. He shed his compassion. That was what he did in Genesis chapter. He shed man's compassion. There was a vision. The vision was that man should dominate. But he shed the compassion of man. And suddenly man just let go the vision. Yeah. Are you sure? That question is coming to somebody here now. Are you sure? Those challenges are coming to they are, you know, those challenges approach you to check if you are sure. And so you are proving that indeed you are not sure by letting go what you are doing to go for another thing. Is that, are you sure? What exactly did God tell you? Say, God said, are you sure? If you eat this thing, you'll be like God. And immediately they let go the vision. How? Because of lack of conviction. They were not too convinced about what God told them. So they easily danced to the tune of the devil. And from there, the devil took hold of them. So life left them because conviction left them. A man who has conviction, even though he dies, his vision keeps living. Because by level of conviction, there is an attraction that takes place. You attract people when there is conviction. My wife said something the other time, that a man who is focused, who is working on a path, has one thing. They have enough experiences and they are capable. They have the ability to nurture and mentor other people. Now, this nurturing and mentorship don't come. They won't beg people to follow them. By virtue of their conviction, they attract. Are you getting me now? They attract such people. The law of mentorship majorly don't come by seeing a leader going and say, Bro Joshua, I feel like mentoring you. It doesn't happen like that. If some people will look at the level of your conviction, they will be the one to write letter. Please, sir, I would like to follow you. Because of conviction. When conviction is missing, acceleration will be out of place. Not only acceleration, every other thing will be out of place. So immediately they submitted. Bam! No conviction. So the devil entered. Then life was taken. Up to today, it's still in that operation. And you remember that just as God travels by light, he affects the world by light because he himself is light. The devil also travels fast in darkness. Immediately man's conviction was shed, and the devil discovered that when my God don't shake you, there was great speed, because he ran faster in darkness. If you want to slow down the oppression of the devil, bring in the light. In any environment, once he sees the light, he continues to hide himself. He's looking for a place to hide. So he must find darkness in a place before staying. Anywhere where there is little darkness, he stays. But as soon as light appears, he will move. Knowing fully whether this man operates by conviction, as soon as he switches off the light, he comes in again. Like, Boje 10 times, immediately. If you switch on the light, darkness will move. As soon as you switch it on again, you switch it up, darkness will come in. So you like, so darkness don't stay too far. because darkness has one purpose. It invades so fast. So immediately the conviction of man was shaked and there was nothing. The devil moved with a great speed. He moved with serious speed. That God came back in Genesis chapter 6. He looked at man. He saw the opposite of what he created. He said, "How?" The Bible says, and he repented God that he created man in his image. He said he repented him that he created man in his image. He had no option than to wipe up those generations and set up another generation. And you remember that even the generation he set up, a lot of things happen, dangerous things. Men still misbehave from one generation to another. But God was not perturbed. He was still focused. Still focused to achieve one thing, dominion. That these people, they are created to dominate and rule. They are created to be an extension of my kingdom on earth. They must attain that truth. Set up all man. For this reason, Jesus came. And look at what happened even before Jesus appeared. And he did that not without his understanding, with the power of focus. He was consistent. Even though the devil came over and over again to attack man's conviction, to attack man because of their lack of conviction, he still came for them over and over again. You remember what happened in the land of Egypt? A lot of things came in the land of Egypt. God came and showed, "No, this is my people. They are my own people." He fought for them. He did all manner of signs and wonders just to let them know that I am with you. There is a reason why you are here. These men turned against him over and over again. He gave them a promise. "I'm taking you to a promised land, a land flowing of milk and honey, just like you are. Where you are going, it might be rough now, but there is a promised land. If you lack focus, if you are not pressing in that one direction, you are just so distracted. I pray that the journey of 40 days will not turn to 40 years, just like the people of Israel. They were there in the wilderness, moving from one place to another. Why? Lack of conviction. In the first place, no vision, sir. In the first place, God painted all manner of pictures just to make them see exactly where he's taking them to. They refuse to see. They refuse. And it got to a time they were used to the agony and the pains, even in the wilderness, because God was still supplying certain things to them. Just like we have so many people, I wish I managed all on shape, all on place. Meanwhile, had it been, they've embraced the power of focus, they would have been enjoying the milk and the honey that is flowing in their land. But they refuse. God, a focused God, is so focused. And Jesus came here to also exhibited this dimension of life. He has one work. He said, "I will do the work of he that sent me." Why there is it? He said, "The night cometh when no man shall work." He was committed. Now, just like she said, if you are too committed, definitely you will mentor people. The commitment of Jesus was so much that people look at him and say, "Come and be our king." And because of conviction and discernment, "I am not here to be a king." Do you know what it means to let go the throne, like the kingship position, and embrace the cross? It must have been a terrible level of conviction. It must have been a high level of conviction. When I proposed to my wife, two different gallant people proposed to her, a medical doctor and a guy in the United States. That was when God brought me and I proposed. She was in the midst of those two people. And I said, "I want to marry you." It was later that I got the story. Now, who will see a doctor who has a house already, a car, enjoying himself, and a guy who promised that if you just say yes, I'll come to the trial next week, we'll do engagement, do everything together, we'll take you to the place. And you say you are ready to follow a man who is sweating like this with microphone. It must have been that there is something she had captured. Only eternity can reveal what happened to her. It is not easy. And the devil is still doing it today. Present you something that is nothing to take away what is so important in your life. Sometimes you just look up and down and there is no much. And so, it presents an opportunity for you to mess up. You mess up over and over again. So by the time you are trying, our God is merciful God. He will bring me back. Whatever he will do, he will do. So by the time you are back, slow motion. There is no secret to a great impact and speed in life than focus. Light travels fast and more efficiently when focus is engaged. If you are looking for a thief in the night, you are probably a gardener in the street. And you perceive some people are walking in the street trying to break into someone's house. What will happen? And if you have a big torch with you, no matter how big your torch is, if you don't focus the torch, if the light is not focused, you will see nothing. When you see the person, because they are running anyhow, what do? You are not doing like this. In fact, if the thief or the suspect, if they are so wise, do you know what they will do? They will run in a way that you will not be able to focus your light on them. And how? They will continue to run in a zigzag manner. So because they are running like that, there will be no focus and you will not see their face. You can never see any of them. So your power at that time is your ability to point the torch. And you focus on the person, you can see the face of the person. As if you are not wise and you are doing like this, you are trying to, you don't know what you are doing. You can never see anybody. The power of focus. There is nothing you can't hit if you are focused. Even if it is a bad thing. If you are not focused. If you are focused, there is power in it. There is no rock you cannot break. You are singing that song, but you don't know the depth of it. Say, no mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. Power of focus better than that. No matter how sinful a man is, he's dead in sin. Seriously dead is that you feel hope has lost, but you are not God. God is here for the person. As far as God is concerned, there is an eternal commitment to our lives. It's the power of focus. You mess up. We did a lot of things. You have done so many things. Terrible things. He's still telling you I love you. It's a focus. It's so focused. It's ready. Mess up the tomorrow. He will come after you. He will go after you. He's coming after you. It's a power of focus. It comes by conviction and determination. A focused lifestyle is sustained by what? Conviction and determination. How convinced are you? That thing you are doing, how convinced are you doing it? How convinced are you? Paul the Apostle, let's check. Glory to God. Everyone, can you just pray in the spirit right now? And Subina Kaba Koshkelidaso. Oh Miradi Kabakusa Kabeka Kuta Kabela Kotusa. Era di Sofina Basuze. Aga Sofina Paro Hotisa. Rako Biko Bekukusa Kapakuka Takapaka Kokatusa Petaba. Philippians 3:13. Masuza Villa Kapakusa Kapakuka Takapakatusa. Era di Sofina Susabina Kambata. Rako Kopi Koto. Makope Koko Bratusa. Era de Sosabekata. Era da 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, please. Let's read. The scripture says, brethren, that's Paul speaking, I count it not myself to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. So reaching forth unto those things which are what? Are before. He said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. For this one thing, he was jailed. Even inside the jail, he was still inside the prison, he was still committed to that one thing. He wrote most of those books, those letters, Colossians, written in the prison. Most of those things in the prison. For that one thing, he was jailed. And he didn't give up. Have you ever heard, have you read in the scripture that the disciples, the apostles, some of them were jailed for this one thing? You remember how that Peter was jailed and the angel of the Lord came, rescued him, just to go back and be preaching again? Do you know what it means to be jailed for preaching in a particular street and the angel appeared in the prison and rescued you and you are taken again to that same spot as they continue to preach again? They were ready to die for what they believe. Acts chapter 14. Paul and Barnabas were on the mission preaching. They caught them, caught Paul, beat him, beat hell out of him. They actually beat Paul until Paul was dead. And they took him out, and the Bible says the disciples surrounded him dead, and he jumped up to life. Continue. do you know what exactly has happened to that man? A man with focus and conviction don't die anyhow. They don't die anyhow. When they stole Stephen to death, that was where Paul caught what he didn't plan for. Because he was there. He was the one who packed the growth path. And from there, heaven caught him and marked him. A man of conviction don't die now. So many people will rise and take up. This man, one time CAC General Evangelist, Zabiara, or what's his name? He already made plan now that he was going to be part of people we made sure that the Synagogue Church of Nations, that ministry keeps moving. And everything in his power, he will do it to make sure that he's, even though he's not part of the, he was not part of the church, he suddenly, this one, this vision will not die. That is what conviction can do. But if you are the one, you have the vision, and you are not convinced about the vision, nobody will follow you. You are here today because I believe in this. So there is a way belief influence other people. Your belief, your level of conviction can attract other people. There is a way you can believe God and follow Him, and your life can attract people to you. And there is a way a man can be a bad boy. There is a way you can passionately engage that dimension of life. That somebody says, I wish to be like this man. Bad boy, even though he's a bad boy. I wish to be like this man. That is why we have Yahoo everywhere. People join. If I heard that they have disciples now, I heard that they have school of Yahoo boys. And people go there to register. That is telling you that. You know that one man will start that thing. A man started it. If somebody even know who started it, Yahoo thing, like the first person started it, they don't know. All they know is that there is something here. Keep pushing. That is it. What is it that the Lord has placed in your hands? He even says, you are the light of the world. you are the light of the world. For a city that is set on the hill. And remember, for a city to be set on the hill, for any man to build a city on the hill, will that one happen with this? And answer me, people of God. Have you ever seen any of those CAC churches on the mountain? You have seen it before. Have you ever asked yourself how they don't use all these probably machines or whatever to bring those things there? They pack cement, everything, put it on their head and climb. For them to now put that city, like that particular building on the mountain, you know they have labored. So for a city to be on the hill, some of us don't look at that scripture very well. Look at the comparison. What kind of language is this? You are the light of the world. He said a city that is set on the hill cannot be. The pathway to the top is focus, conviction. So conviction is what powers consistency. And any man who is consistent can never be small. You will never. Even if what you are doing is to sweep, keep sweeping. The waste management board today, somebody thought of it. Let me be packing all these things. We are just going, let me help people to pack their equipment. Let me help them to pack sand, pack whatever, anything that is dirty. I want to be packing it. I know that people look at that man and say, you must be a madman. How can everybody be a banker and tie, put on tie and be going to work? And you, what you are thinking of is to be using broom to be packing people's out, anything that is dirty. Dirty environment, you sweep it. What kind of, where are you coming from? But look at it today. That became a professional work, a serious one. People, they hire people now in different states, you can see them. Focus. One thing. It might not be big, but if you are focused, it will be big. Honestly. If you see the source of ocean, you will be like, wow, this is the source of ocean. No. Very small. The source of water, streams, rivers, they are not always as big as the river. They are always very small. So, but little here, little there makes a big ocean. It doesn't matter where you are. Because you are the light, maintain focus. No matter how powerful your light is, if there is no focus, you will see nothing at the end of the day. But that is why most times some people are light, but their light is no more than someone who is in darkness. Like the result they are generating is no more than the one who is in darkness. Because a light will be good for nothing without focus. That's the fact. So, for speed to happen, the pathway to it is focus. Do you understand? That is the path. So, the journey might be so small and slow to you, but actually that is speed, as far as you are concerned. So, if she said something the other time, so thank you. If the devil wants to get a man down, he wants to take you out of focus, he will always make you see others. Like, this person is moving past. Can't you see the church is also pastor? Like, they run three services now. And you are like, truly, kini mo se? Boya mi te ni pe kan. E ma lo le yin. Ase church mo bi. Ani ko t'Olorun ri, o lagbara ju. That's the fact. Because you are not aware how they started. What you are seeing is the beauty. Joseph Eber was saying, he said, when I started, he said, poverty nearly killed me. He said, if people will gather for ministration, he will be on bike and come down. After ministration again, the bike will come. Okay. That was how this man also started. The man that died, TB Joshua, I tell you. Because I saw one documentary, video, this thing. After ministration, thousands of people in the church there. He will climb back, go back to Monte from Monte to the program. How do you explain that? History is a mystery. If you know it, you will never learn. And the devil has not died, he's still operating in the world up till now, even though Jesus has finished it. He won't buy it, oh, shit me. The little opportunity that he still has in darkness, he's still maximizing it, still getting people down. Is it not strange that you have received the light and you still mess up little by little? Secret. You can't explain how that you mess up. You are, of course, you are born again, but you are still masturbating. He's telling You are only responding to the constant knocking of a man. Constant knocking. He is aware that this is who you are before. So now you are a new man, but he's aware that there is power in consistency as he keeps knocking. He bringing straight thought. If you don't master spiritual thing and know how to say, no, I'm not for this one again. This is what I, who I am. And you can, by conviction, run in this path. You are born again. You will still be messed. You will be falling and rising. It is because of the power of consistency of one man, the devil. So the Paul says, please keep renewing your mind. Say, renew it. Said, how can a man make his way pure? By what? By keeping the unto according to the word. Say, for thy word have I kept in my heart, so that I will not sin against you. He's talking about the power of consistency. Say, keep the word in your heart consistently, then sin will go. Then you can continue to walk. And do you know that that doesn't mean the devil will still not come? He will still come and still knock the door of your heart. But when you used to masturbate that time, don't you know you enjoy this thing? And inside your room, you feel, the thought in you. And as you permit that thought come, he will keep talking to you. So, he's trying to share something. If you permit, he will just come in more. Come in more. So, it was a thought. Now, it's becoming a heart, little by little. Something will now tell you, but you used to watch this thing on your phone before. Go and search for it again. You still remember the site. Even if you don't remember, you will type it there. For no graphic, you will type it and they will bring it. And you check until you throw the phone down and you continue to mess up with your body. It is power and consistency. And do you know that that won't stop for 3 hours if you still stay here? Because it will keep moving. Moving. He is a consistent man. He's a man of focus. And he has one assignment: to steal, to kill, and to build. But now you have been empowered, you are the light. He has one assignment now: to make sure that you are not focused. Because he's aware that if you are not focused, the potency, the intensity of your light will be reduced. So, as a matter of fact, your light will not be different from a man who is also in darkness. So, you look at a Christian, you can't say this is a Christian. You look at someone who is not born again. It's as if your life is at the same. How do you explain this? Somebody embrace focus. And because God is also focused, as you fall, he still comes again and says, son, daughter, I still know you. My son, walk in righteousness. And you stand up again and you're walking. So what do you now need to keep off, to cut off the impact of the consistent knocking of the devil? Is to embrace conviction in this area. So you are convinced and you can see what God is saying by time. That we call revelation. Continue to see. The vision becomes clearer and there is conviction, then there will be consistency in righteousness and in the world. Let's rise on your feet as we pray. Can you open your mouth and speak to the Lord this morning for help? Open your mouth and speak to him. Is our Father. Kale Suzebanata. Erode Sokobinata Bate Sokobinata Katuse.